감사합니다.
So, it's great. It's really great to have such an opportunity to join you and to have learned so much from you. That's the reason I do have to thank the organizers inviting me. 10 minutes. Just allow me to tell you a fast and brief story about a small group of young researchers in an old country doing something new and important by learning from you and collaborating with you in the spirit of the Human Genome Project that is needed by all, owned by all, done by all, and shared by all. The story begins with the celebrations this year to celebrate the 15th anniversary of the completion of the first draft sequence of the human genome, as well as the initiation of the Human Genome Project in 1990. The world was told that day that China at that time, a so-called developing country, a poor country, and even poorer in sense, contributed something to the Human Genome Project. We have paid another attention that here, decoding the Book of Life, a milestone for humanity. It means, at least as suggested by those people, that a Human Genome Project is related to humanity. It is true, it's not easy for China. At that time, nobody believed in Chinese scientists because we did not have the opportunity to prove ourselves that we were able to do such a big job. But anyway, in 1999, China became the only developing country to take a certain role, even a very small role, in the Human Genome Project. China became the latest contributor to the worldwide sequencing of human genome, placed itself alongside France, Germany, Japan, UK, and the USA. It's a turning point in the history of science in China. Back to the Human Genome Project, I do think it contributes to reshaping the future of man. First, by creating a culture of collaboration. Let's look at a series of milestones to understand ourselves in the history or in the process of sequencing the human genome. None was done alone by any country. Then the second, it has made a new field of science and bioindustry. We can quote from nature, where once there was the genome, now there are thousands of ohms, and then within the next 25 years, omics, including genomics and proteomics, others will be the biggest, if not the only game in town or in the world. Then the third, it has proved widely and proved a new tool for biomedical research. Many of you have heard that the young BIers shout, sequencing, sequencing, and sequencing. Actually, that's not our innovation. It's just to follow what Dr. Sanger said. He is the father of sequencing technology. He said, sequences, sequences, and sequences. It is true. 50 years ago, we were fully confident that the new generation sequencing technology is really good. It's the confidence was also built our own software, SOP de novo by BGI. It was evaluated by an international group as the best of the best. Since then, that new generation sequencing technology plays its role to sequence any unknown or new organisms. That's the reason that China, with a sequencing powerhouse, comes of age, and BGI Shenzhen has emerged as a genomic superpower. That's still the beginning. Now we have learned how to make a sequencer. Our sequencer will soon be available. At least, it's not that worse than the sequencers we are using now. Here, I would like to quote from Dr. John Sarston. He especially salute the Chinese colleagues, not only for the next technical contribution to the Human Genome Project, but also so much to the international genome effort and confirmed its common ownership by all humankind. I said many years ago, I salute all our friends and colleagues for their support of free data sharing under the spirit of the Human Genome Project. That is, again, at that time, owned by all, done by all, and shared by all. Now, I get something else that's needed by all, that is important to all. Now the story would be continued with the rise of genome data. Now there is time for China to return to the whole world. We published the first paper as the cover story in Science, as known as one of the most prestigious journals in the world in academy. We published another 50 cultivars of rice, and now we have sequenced 3,000 strains of rice, representing all the hundreds, thousands of wild and the man bred rice strains of the world. All the data already have been freely available on that day, about 1 year or 1.5 years ago. On that World Hunger Day, our purpose is to kill that day. Nobody in the world would be hungry. That's true. We made this cover. It means the rice is not cooked only for ourselves. It's cooked to all those who need it. In addition to rice, we have sequenced the genomes of corn and of potato, especially for the foxtail millet. It has been, in the last 4 years, used for breeding of the millet. I was here, you can see, this is the millet today. The yield, the quality, is several times that of the old strains. We thought that there were only 188 species of plants important for mankind, but we, in collaboration with collaborators all over the world, have sequenced more than 130. This effort will still be continued. There are so many birds in the world, but now all the birds covering about 48 classes of avia of birds are all in the right order. It's just the beginning. It can only be done through the vast international collaboration. Nothing would have been done by BGI without international collaborations. It's not enough. We have announced 10,000 of bird sequencing genomes. We have just announced last week to sequence 10,000 vertebrates, including a few hundred marine invertebrates. We are going to sequence more. To follow the examples by Danes, to sequence 1% of Danes. And then we have just been told 100,000 British people. How many people should be sequenced in China? At least 1 million. That's not enough. I call again for international collaboration. Perhaps it will not be completed 1 year or 4 years. Let's say 10 years to sequence 1 billion people in the world, because it's commonly widely accepted it's necessary. But it cannot be done by any group, any institute, in any alone country. You can see, until now, we have only sequenced more than 40,000 human whole genomes, more than 80,000 human whole exomes, and we have tested for deafness about 500,000. Then we have done the non-invasive prenatal testing for trisomic 21 or Down syndrome for 740,000. We have published so much last year, almost one paper, only in Cell, only in Nature and Science a week. We have the vast collaboration. That's the reason I feel our collaborators and friends are so good. They help me feel the world is so warm. BGI works with more than 10,000 collaborators from both universities, academic institutions, and companies in the world. Nothing would have been done by DJI without collaboration. But we perhaps have created a model. This model is similar to your successful models, or it would be a little different from yours. But the one thing is in common, to raise the banner of science and humanity. Just to give you an example, we have done the DNA analysis on the health of 7,000 years old or 4 years old, or that horse fossil, which is at least 600,000 years old. We got that trace amount of DNA which has been degraded very much. Now, this technology, in collaboration with another discovery, that you can find the fetal DNA in the pregnant mother's blood, we have the next non-invasive DNA testing. Now, of course, only for Down syndrome, only for trisomic 21. Genomics has never provided an evidence for eugenics. That's in our reception. In addition to the nice girls, we also have this boy who is a typical Down syndrome victim. I think you understand why I do it in this way. Because no matter science would go far, we are all born equal. That's the reason, extending from ethics to healthy, I have proposed to add humanity first, and then public relationship, policy making, and culture, including religion, economy, education, safety, security, and for the whole society. It is called health sense. That's only for proposal. Be confident of sense. Be confident of humanity. That's a milestone for humanity. I say by all, of course, it's to share. Share everything with all, because we are faced with the same challenges. That's the reason I say needed by all. Global and social demands are the propellers or drivers of sense. No sense is totally unethical, and scientific innovations are the generators of new kinds of demands. We are living in the same world, but we own the same opportunities to develop. Done by all, to share the shared opportunities, to build the confidence of science, to learn how to do better science, to improve ourselves, and to develop ourselves. Done by all, that to share is to show the equal partnership and equal rights to say, together with those poorer, with those later comer, with those developing part of the world. None by all, to share is a shared opportunity and also share the process for a better future. Sense is related to the future. Confidence of sense is confidence of future. We have all the reason to be confident of the brilliant future of man. We are very confident we will overcome all the problems. We will solve all the problems. That's my institute's mission, to share what we have with all others, to work together with those to do something they want but are unable to do, and those who are better than us to learn from them while collaborating. To work together with those to do something anyway, better, faster, more inexpensive, and better. Confidence of sense is confidence of the younger generations. That's what I see. Give me those who are younger than I am. Give me those who are smarter than I am. Give me those who are more devoted to sons than I am. Give me those who would make more troubles than I do. I'm very proud. According to the journalists from Nature, these BGI researchers are smart, confident, and for their age, tremendously experienced. I'm very proud of them. Let's all have the reason to be confident of them. Now it's true. They are coming and they are taking over. What I can do is only to write textbooks for the kids in the middle school and the textbook for the undergraduate and graduates in the university. I cannot thank all my former supervisors and teachers by saying, when I drink from the well, don't forget who helped me dig it. One day's teacher, all life's teacher, I would say, I will never challenge my teachers of my age. But what about our younger generation? We have to educate them in the right way. Welcome to BJ Hanover Look. Welcome to this better and the bigger international conference, so-called International Conference on Genomics. Let's collaborate for a better future of mankind. Thank you very much.